Vehicle sales have improved dramatically from a year ago when hard lockdown impacted trade. According to NAAMSA, vehicle sales are up by over 6,000% in April. Even new vehicle sales picked up, coming in higher in the first quarter of this year when compared to last year. It's in this context that automotive group Motors recently acquired the remaining 40% shareholding in Renault SA, taking now full control. And company CEO Osman Arbi joins us with some on the ground insight. Thanks so much, Osman, for your time today. So vehicle sales numbers coming through today. NAAMSA, however, highlighting that the month's data wouldn't be meaningful given some of the low base effect that we've got to take into consideration from last year. In fact, if we compare it to the March period, we're looking at a 17.6% drop in new vehicle sales, export sales down 32.2%. So how reflective is this of what you're seeing coming through your operations?
I think what we need to put context to is don't look at a month in isolation. Let's look at the quarter, okay? So let's look at for the 4 months to the end of April, this country would have sold 151,000 vehicles compared to last year's 117,000 vehicles, which gives you a 28% increase. So that gives you a bit of a feel that people are traveling, they are buying cars, and it's looking good. Now, if you extrapolate that for the 12 months, you'll get to 460,000 vehicles for the year. Now, that's a great year in a year where you're still recovering from COVID. You haven't recovered. We're still in a COVID recovery process. So 450,000 extrapolation is still a good year.
Are you surprised? I've got to stop you there because certainly outside looking in, one would have expected this picture to be a lot dimmer.
Lisha, am I surprised? The answer is no, but you should be surprised and your viewers, because if you look at people traveling to Sandton with lawyers and accountants and things like that, people are not traveling to work, bankers, but the people in the rest of the country are traveling. They're doing, they're buying cars, whether it's new or pre-owned. So there's a lot more activity than we think there is. And that's why I try to give you a perception of what's our view of the quarter and then an extrapolation for the 12 months. So all in all, South Africa is not as bad as we think we are. If all goes well and we can do 450,000 sales of new cars this year, I think it's fantastic for an economy of our size in the time we find ourselves in.
Yeah. Osman, talk us through where exactly you're seeing traffic at the moment. I mean, are you talking across the board here if you're looking at things on a demographic basis?
The entry-level vehicles, the small SUVs, which is very popular, and then the medium-sized SUVs. So that's taking up about 70 to 75% of our market. So the premium brands are hurting because there's less money in the economy, but the bread and butter brands we call, vehicles that we call, are the entry-level hatch vehicles, the small SUV, medium-sized SUVs. They're doing quite nicely. I mean, if South Africa does 450,000 vehicles, thank you very much. Especially in the year when there's a decline, especially in the first 4 months, we sold very few cars to the car rental industry, to the government, and to any big tenders. So if you're thinking of the 151,000 units in 4 months, this is virtually 90-95% of the man in the street. And that's what we thought didn't exist, but it does exist. So when the car rental market starts picking up later in the year and when government starts placing orders, the 460,000 vehicles is very achievable this year.
Yeah. How does that scenario, Osman, translate to, the overall picture, or translate to that that optimism that you illustrated right at the top? Because it certainly speaks to a market that is increasingly buying down.
I think firstly, we've got to accept that the motor industry contributes about 6.4% to our GDP. So we are a good litmus test for the economy. If we're doing well, then the economy is not as bad as we think it is. And the fact that the consumer's buying a car, that means, remember, your first needs are food and then houseware and then comes a car. So when the car market is active, it shows you that the economy is active and people are willing to spend money. And remember, what we're talking about with NAAMSA is only new cars. And there's the pre-owned market is still very active, selling pre-owned vehicles. And we're virtually selling 0.9 pre-owned to one new vehicles. So you can see, you can do that comparison, a very active market.
Yeah, you say very active market. How much more active than it was a year ago?
Okay, so let's go back to 2019 with no COVID, right? Annually, we sold as a country 536,000 vehicles. Last year with COVID, we sold 380,000 vehicles. And this year we're talking of 450, 460,000 vehicles. So you can see, yes, it will be 15, 20% down, but it's not a market that has disappeared. If we do 80, 85% of pre-COVID, that shows you that we're adapting to the new norm. And this new norm is not as bad as we thought it was. I mean, if this year we do 460, 470, what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong. We're keeping the economy going. We're keeping the jobs going. And the factories are continue producing vehicles.
Yeah. Has this scenario triggered any shifts, Usman, from a car dealership perspective? You know, whether we're looking at pricing or the kind of cars they're importing in order to offload at a quicker rate? Or is the market, you know, strong enough to actually just not see dealerships shift strategy at all?
Firstly, dealerships had to be more proactive. So they had to get people on WhatsApps, on emails, and digital communication has become critical. To prove my point to you that we were in lockdown for 6 weeks last year, April and 2 weeks in May. On the 15th of May, we delivered cars already to customers. Now, how did that happen? You had to be digitally active. So that's a fundamental change that's taken place where we're talking to customers regularly, but through the social media networks, either through emails or WhatsApps and Twitters or whatever other form of communication. That's the one thing. The other thing is we had to make the people comfortable that despite being in lockdown, we continue servicing vehicles. We extended, we're very lenient with people. If they miss their service intervals by 30 days or 20 days, we're very lenient because we know they're traveling less and they're not very observant of the kilometers. So we've adapted and we accommodate the customers more. The other thing is that we've kept parts available. So if there's something wrong with their cars, we've got the parts to repair their cars as well. So we've had to change our behavior in terms of the way, how often we talk to the customers, what we're talking to the customer about, and telling the customer that we're alive and well and we're ready for business. Unfortunately, on the pricing, there's not much we can do because the bulk of our vehicles that come into South Africa are imported and we're dependent on foreign currency. But fortunately, the currency has stabilized from where we were in January, February to where we are now. It has stabilized. So pricing of vehicles has stabilized as well. So that's positive as well. So and you must remember the other thing that COVID has done is people are in some cases avoiding public transport. So yeah, they're going into their own vehicles. And that's why the entry level market is so active.
Well, let's leave it there, Usman. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Motus' CEO, Usman Arbi.